Famous Sporty by Cataleo Chachua. In Sportyland, there lives a very sporty fellow indeed, called Little Miss Sporty. Do you know what she does in the morning? That's right. She does 40 pull-ups, 50 handstands, and 60 push-ups. In Sportyland, the worms do push-ups, the birds do weightlifting, and even the daisies tend to do push-ups every morning. After that, Little Miss Sporty goes downstairs to eat breakfast. For breakfast, she eats toast with a cup of coffee. It was a beautiful day when Little Miss Sporty found a letter.
Oh, what could it be?
She wondered. She quickly opened the letter.
It's an invitation to the Olympics,
she exclaimed. She was full of excitement. Do you want me to tell you what it said?
Dear Little Miss Sporty, we would like you to attend this year's Mr. Men and Little Miss Olympics Games 2024 on the 21st of July 2024 from 1:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. Event triathlon, swimming, cycling and running. Yours sincerely, the Olympic team.
After she read the letter, she almost fainted. Then she said,
I must get ready.
After getting dressed into her sports kit, she ran all the way to the Olympics venue, for she was a very sporty fellow indeed. At the venue, she saw a list and it said, Mr. Strong Weightlifting, Mr. Tickle Basketball, Mr. Bounce High Jump, Mr. Muddle Shooting, Mr. Brave Judo, Mr. Impossible Triathlon, Little Miss Sporty Triathlon. Then she went to the changing room to change into her swimsuit for the very first event, swimming. The race was about to start. Mr. Fair blew his whistle. Then all the contestants jumped into the water.
I can do it, I can do it,
said Little Miss Sporty. Suddenly, Mr. Rude pushed Little Miss Sporty down to the bottom of the pool. But luckily, she came back to the top. Then she got in line with Mr. Rude.
What was that for?
Asked Little Miss Sporty.
What do you mean?
Retorted Mr. Rude rudely. Sadly, Little Miss Sporty came last.
Oh, never mind,
said Little Miss Sporty. The next event was cycling. Mr. Fair was about to blow the whistle when Little Miss Sporty shouted,
My tyre needs air. Oh, no,
sighed Mr. Fair. I must speak to the fixer. Whisper, whisper, whisper.
What did he say?
Asked Little Miss Sporty.
He said you will unfortunately have to stay out of the cycling race,
announced Mr. Fair.
Okay,
sighed Little Miss Sporty.
And never mind.
The last race was running. Little Miss Sporty was very excited. She was a great runner.
Wait, where are my trainers?
Asked Little Miss Sporty. Sadly, she couldn't find them anywhere and missed the race.
Never mind,
said Little Miss Sporty. After all the races had finished, it was trophy time. Little Miss Sporty knew she wouldn't get a trophy. But luckily, Mr. Fair announced,
The kindness trophy goes to Little Miss Sporty.
Little Miss Sporty was shocked. She was excited. She was amazed.
Why do I get the kindness trophy?
Asked Little Miss Sporty.
You weren't upset when you didn't win the races,
said Mr. Fair.
You are a very sporty fellow indeed.
Well, at least Little Miss Sporty had a great day and she felt very proud of herself. If you want to know who came first, second and third, it's right here. Mr. Rude first, Mr. Strong second, Little Miss Quick third. The end.